Hi, welcome to Endometriosis Journey to Butterfly. My name is Letitia. I'm an endometriosis advocate, jewelry designer, empowerment speaker, and also an author. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about a couple things. First off, it's Small Business Saturday. Yay! So excited. As a small business owner, it is so important, especially during this pandemic, to celebrate as well as patronize, shop small businesses, especially on this Small Business Saturday, but also this holiday season. So I will talk about in this episode a little bit about small business as well as my small business in this episode as well. So stay tuned for that. But I do want to start out the episode with talking about something that we really don't talk about as much as in society. Even women, we don't talk about it much. That is our periods. Something that's very, I feel like it's taboo. Something we just don't share. We just don't like talking about it. It seems like it's okay to talk about everything else. Everything else is cool, but once we talk about periods, everything else goes out the window. The natural, what can I say? If a woman, honestly, let's put it this way. If a woman doesn't have a period, an egg does not come down, and all of that, if no egg, there's no you. How about that? How about if the woman does not have a period, and all of that, without periods, there probably wouldn't be people, honestly. Let's put it that way. So we just don't even talk about it. I don't know why. I mean, is it uncomfortable to talk about with men? Yeah, it's uncomfortable to talk about your period with a guy. I understand that. That is uncomfortable, an uncomfortable situation. But I don't understand why we as women can't talk about it with other women. Had conversations with, some of my friends. Like, I have a friend, and we talk about anything and everything. We talk about our periods, different things like that. Don't really understand why it's so taboo. It's something every female or everyone that has a uterus has one. So they've either had one, or they have one currently, or they've had one. So they all know about it. It's not something that they haven't had. So it's not like it's some mystery, some secret. But we're going to talk about it today because it's something I want to talk about and something I've been dealing with, and I keep it real on my podcast. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to jump right into this episode. So, dealing with periods, something no one wants to talk about. We're going to talk about irregular periods. Irregular periods are common with endometriosis. It's something that can happen. Normally, it is something, there are a lot of different reasons that it can be irregular. So, honestly, what makes it irregular on some level is when it, average menstrual cycle is 28 days, but it can vary between 24 to 35 days, and average is 5 days, but it can go anywhere from 2 to 7. So we have around 28 days of average, but it can vary from 24 to 35. Okay, then average is 5, but it could be 2 to 7. Okay, that's reasonable, it seems like. But the main symptom, it seems, is if it's longer than 35 days, and we're going to talk about these more in depth. I just wanted to share what it is, or if it varies in length. So I could fluctuate back and forth, which we'll talk about as well. And, you know, it could be your hormones, estrogen, progesterone. It could be all types of things. You could have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And honestly, with that, people have irregular periods because they don't ovulate every month. So you don't, you know, you don't ovulate, so you don't release an egg every month, so therefore you don't have your period. But then you have irregular periods. You could have thyroid disorder, cervical, uterine cancer, endometriosis. You could have PID, which is pelvic inflammatory disease, which is an infection. So there are different things, you know, that they can help. Depends on what's going on with it. So, let's talk about that. Okay, so, we'll talk about, first things first, I want to know, do you track your periods? As in, do you know when your periods are coming? Do you know how long they last? Do you know the average amount of days between your period? Would you know if something was off with your period? Like, would you know if you were a week late? Would you know if you were 2 days late? Would you know if your amount of days between your last cycle was off? Like, let's say normally you are 28 days. Would you know if this cycle you were 30 days, 32 days? If not, I highly suggest with endometriosis, I suggest keeping track of your cycles. They have apps to do it. So honestly, you put in, it's really simple. You honestly just put in when your period is, hopefully you know. It asks you the start date of your last period and asks you what your cycle is. How many days is your cycle? Is it 28? Is it 30? Is it 24? Is it whatever it is? Put that in. And then it will go through and calculate it for you. Now, the app I use is associated with my watch. Love my smartwatch, fitness watch. It's the best thing ever. Not just because it has the app that tracks my period, but it tracks all of my different activities and all of that. But I've talked about my app before. I do 5Ks and Ks. I love walking and all of that stuff, so that's why I have a watch and love it. It just so happens that it has this app. It's one of the features of the app, I guess I should say. That's one of the things that's on there. Now, it's something that has not always had this feature on it. It's just something that they've added, which is menstrual cycles. So, it asks you, I'm going to talk briefly about it, and then we'll talk some more about it. So, basically, menstrual cycles, it will keep track of your menstrual cycles for a year. So, it's keeping track. So, at this point, it's keeping track of mine from November 2019 to November 2020. So, I can see exactly all of my stats from last year to this period. So I can tell you how long my period is, the average amount of days. I can tell you a whole bunch of things. It tells you a whole lot. So why is it helpful to know about my period? Why is it helpful? Because this helps you keep track of what is going on with you. So, I am someone who I track my stuff anyway. Because, one, it helps me know what's going on with my body. Two, it helps me figure out what's going on, like if I have an issue. So we're talking about irregular periods. So So I can go back in my app. Like, I keep track of my peers. Like, okay. So I keep track of my peers on my app. But I also keep track of my peers and in my calendar. I don't think I've talked about this. I keep a... always kept one. But I keep a paper calendar. Most people do electronic. I'm old school. And keep a paper calendar. I've had a paper calendar... probably over 20 years or so. It was something that was taught to me, honestly, in high school. I had a English teacher, and she stressed the importance of keeping a paper calendar. At the time, we did have cell phones and all of that, but we were still, they weren't like they are today, real simple, but they were, you know, you can do all of the things that you can do now. But she stressed the importance of having a paper calendar so you can keep track of everything. So we know when papers were due. She's like, you guys are seniors, you're going to college. When you're in college, you need to be responsible and keep track of when your papers and everything are due. So she made us keep a paper calendar and write down when our papers were due, our assignments, all of that. At the beginning, she would check us to make sure we wrote them down, and then she would not, you know, and then, you know, after a while, she would tell us maybe twice. She would tell us when she first gave us the assignment, you know, your assignment is due on such and such date, and then maybe she would tell us, you know, a week or two before or something. She'll be like, hey guys, you know, remember you've got your big term paper due, like, in a couple weeks. After that, she didn't tell us. Okay, so we had to know what day it was due. It was due before the bell. So that day, you know, whatever day it was, let's say it was due Monday, on a Monday. She had a tray out. You would have to put your assignment in that tray before the bell rang. So I hope you have your paper ready and remember that it was Monday. Because if you're running late to class or you've got to dig it out of your bag, you may not be able to take it. She's pulling the tray away as the bell's ringing. So, you know, if you're late or coming as the bell's ringing, you may not get your paper, and she doesn't accept late papers. So I don't know what to tell you. But I have always kept a paper journal since then. A paper calendar since then. Journals are good. We'll talk about that too. But I have always kept that, and I don't. Technology is fine, but I feel like phones are unreliable. Just electronics, anything could happen to them. I know my phone at this point, I need a new one. I love my phone and it does great things, but on some level, it's just like unreliable in some things. It gives me reminders sometimes late. I don't always get phone messages right away. Like, someone will call me, a missed call or a message. Like, maybe I'll get my missed call, but it may not tell me. I've gotten things telling me that I've had a message like a couple days later. Really? Would have been helpful to know then. May not get text messages right away. My phone's freezing. I honestly just need a new phone, period. And my phone is like, maybe, what is it? I mean, I guess it's maybe, like, it's not that old, I feel like. But in times of cell phones, I guess it is. But I definitely need a new phone. So I don't trust the phone technology because I've always had paper, but I've used the phone too. And it's just not told me when I've had appointments or things. And so I've missed them or given it to me late. Whereas my paper, it's always written there. My phone could die. My phone could fall and break. Anything could happen to my phone. My paper calendar, what's going to happen to it? The worst thing that could happen to it is I'm going to leave it at home. Now, that's bad if I leave it at home and have things to do. But, I mean, that's like the worst thing that's going to happen. It's going to happen to it. It's not, you know, you have to remember to, you know, keep it in your purse and all of that. But other than that, it's not like anything else is going to happen to it. So I keep track of it, you know, via my app. I keep track of it via my paper calendar. So I know when my periods are and all of that, because I feel like that's something that's important. Now, I've always kept track of my periods. That's just something that I've done to know when the next one's coming, how long is it, all of that, even before the whole, before I even endometriosis thing, you know, I would keep track of it. But it's even more helpful when you have endometriosis to keep track of it, because that helps the doctors as well as you know when something's going on. So if I'm able to go back and tell the doctor what's going on, then we can try to figure out if there's a pattern or something. So that's what it comes down to. Pattern, pattern, pattern. What is your pattern? Can you see a difference in what's going on? So we talk about irregular. So I see a pattern because I keep track of my stats. Something else that I need to tell you. When you use this part of the app, it asks you, it tells you, so it predicts when your period is coming based on what you put in. It asks you if your period came that day. You can put yes or no and edit it. So if your period does not come, let's say my period is supposed to come, well, I can tell you, my period is supposed to come last week. Did not come. So it asked me on the day, did it come this day? No, it did not. So I had to edit it. So every day that it did not come, you can edit it. So it changes, every day that it's edited, it changes the date of, like, whatever your next cycle is. So it does tell you, is it 3 months, I want to say? It does tell me, like, when my period is supposed to come in, you know, for the next, if you view on the calendar, like, it tells me approximately, well, my period, it depends on if your period's regular or not, but it does let me know when my next period is supposed to be for. I can, December, January, February, March, April, and the first, you know, when it's supposed to be in May. So I guess part of it's going to be in June. So it goes out from December. It goes pretty far out. So we have December, January, February, March, April, May. So it goes out 6 months. So that's pretty good. So technically, I can plan when my period is on some level for the next 6 months. It also tells you, well, if you're trying to get pregnant, also tells you when your fertility window is. So, you know, that's helpful as well. But it lets you know what your average day, how long your average period is. So my average period is 4 days. So, you know, that hasn't changed for me in terms of being irregular. So 4 days. I honestly, 4 days is what I was on the pill, honestly. My periods when I first started, which seems like ages ago, because I started at age 12. I was 12 and a half. So when you think about that, I was 12 and a half and about to start seventh grade in the next month or so. But when you think about it, I think my peers probably were a little longer than, honestly. But so now I'm down to 4 days, which is, you know, it's fine. You know, I said average is 5. Okay. So, but my main issue is if we don't track our periods, we can't see the little things that are going on with our bodies. We may not feel them, but we can see trends going on. And I can't stress enough to you, if you don't track them, please track them on an app. You don't know what you don't know, I guess, is the best way to put it. You don't know exactly, or you don't keep track of it to know, like, unless it's something major. Like, I'm sure if your period was 7 days late, then you would be like, oh, okay, gosh, my period is 7 days late. If your period's like 1 or 2 days late, you probably wouldn't notice. But is the up and down, is it normal for you, or something going on with your body? You have endometriosis. Is it, you know, is it a sign that it's coming back? Is it getting worse? It could be a lot of things. So that's why I ask you to track it. So in terms of, I've had it's been a rough week in terms of endometriosis and everything else. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the week I've had, about why I want to talk about irregular periods and all of that. So we've talked about it. I had been on the pill off and on, probably 15 years, off and on. So during that time frame, I was on for, you know, probably was on for a couple of years, probably off for a year or two, then probably on again and off. So it's just off and on. So I have been off of the pill for almost a year and a half. I got off in June of last year. Took my stuff off, honestly. Off since June of last year after going to the ER for the cyst and the whole debacle of an ER visit. So I just did not continue on with them after that. So then, you know, I had surgery, all of that. And so I've been off the pill ever since then. So my periods, honestly, had been still similar to what they were like on the pill in terms of consistency. So what I mean is still 4 days and basically every 29 days. So that has been pretty consistent. Like I said, we can go back in my app and look. 29 days is pretty average. There are a couple times where, you know, it might, you know, there's times where it might be 28 days or something like that. But for the most part, it's normally 4 days and, you know, 29 days. But I know we talked about it previously. I did have some times where my period was kind of funky in terms of days. So I did have a couple months in earlier in the year, like around, honestly, it was weird. It was around like the first start of the pandemic, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. But around the first part of the pandemic, honestly, my period was like really, I was good on days. Like I was still 29, 28 days, but my length was 6-7 days. Okay. So that's number one. Okay. The days were a little longer. Don't know what was going on with it. Had a whole bunch of issues with my period around then. Ended up going to, I guess I shouldn't say going to, ended up seeing the doctor virtually. Okay. Symptoms got worse, got bad, called her office, tried it, because I did have an in-person visit, a month or so later. Got so bad, they told me to go to ER, ended up having to go to ER in May. Saw her in person in May, and still didn't, it was whatever. So my period was back, per se, on track for days in May. Cycle-wise, days-wise, it was off in June, off in July, off in August, off in September, off in October. So, honestly, if we look at the average, for days and all of that, my 6 and 7 days are still within the average, because average is like 2 to 7. 2 to 7 is the average length, but the average amount of days is 5. So we're still in the average there. The average amount of days was 24 to 35. So only one cycle is out of the 35 range. The rest of them are within the range, but they range so much and are outside of my typical 29 days that it's irregular. So a few days here and there, you know, that is something, but I'm starting to notice a pattern that is up and down, up and down. So something has happened. I don't know what. I can't explain it. I don't know what happened. Something happened back in March, honestly, when I had all those issues. It could be, you know, maybe that's how long it takes for the, maybe my body's, I guess, resetting itself from being off the pill, and maybe it takes several months, I don't know. Maybe it's regulating itself, I do not know. Maybe endometriosis is coming back. These are all questions I have to ask the doctor, but I'm seeing an irregular pattern that I have not seen before. And the only reason I know is from tracking my days. So now my days are back to 4. They were only wonky and off for a couple cycles, but now my cycle length is off, and it has been off for months. Yes, it may just be a few days here and a few days there, but now it's off by several days. So technically, mine have been off since June. We're in November. So it's been 5 cycles it's been off. So it's been off by 2 days. So it's honestly based on the way that it's going. I can't really predict when my next one is. I mean, based on what I think it's going to do, I think I'm going to have an early period, probably, in December. Just based on how it was, because it was like too long, and then a shorter one. But this last one was so long, it was like 37 days. I have never had 37 days, which is outside the 35. I mean, in July I had 34, which was a long time. But then I'm having 37, that's like major. So I feel like December is going to throw a surprise probably. And it might be shorter based on what's happened since June. Because June was like, because June was 32, 34, and then August was 27. And then September's 30, October's 37. So, you know, I don't know. I guess technically it's going to be November or whatever, but I guess it's going to be November, December cycle. But, so I'm feeling like, okay, so if it was 30, 37, and the other one was 27, if it's 32, 34, then I'm kind of feeling like this one's going to be shorter, or it could be longer. I don't know. It depends on how it's doing the cycling, which I don't know at this point. It's like, I don't know what it's doing. But what I really have noticed, if I wasn't keeping track, maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. But it is something to keep track of. And the reason it is so important is what it could signal. Even if I wouldn't have endometriosis, my period changing, the cycle changing so rapidly, and changing just after half, I feel like it's just something going on. I mean, maybe it's the pill is, since I was on the pill for a while, just overall my body, maybe it's getting rid of it, and the longer it gets rid of it, the more my body's trying to regulate. But I feel like it's something of concern. Even if I didn't have endometriosis, I would definitely be, you know, going to the doctor to see what's going on. And I'm definitely going to talk. I do have an appointment upcoming with the endometriosis specialist. So I'm definitely going to talk to them about this and see what's going on. And I just challenge you this week. I dare you to start tracking your period, to see what's going on with it. Do you notice a trend? If so, is it good, bad, regular? What's going on with your trend? Also, I dare you to talk about your periods with your doctor if you don't already. Let them know what's going on. Also, I noticed a change, like I'm getting cramping again, like I did previously, which is why I was put on the pill. That's really why I was put on the pill in the first place, was due to those horrible cramps. My cramps were horrible, which is why I was put on the pill all those years ago. So I feel like on some level, I'm getting those cramps back. So I don't know what that means. We'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure exactly everything that means, but that's just something that needs to be checked out on it. And you know, maybe it's just my body's changing, all of that. Hopefully that's what it is. You know, it could be, maybe, a lot of times people, you know, sometimes with endometriosis, you could have a hormone imbalance. So, you know, it could be maybe my hormones are off, which is causing that issue as well. I don't know at this point. I have to wait, you know, and see what's going on and what happens with the test. But I am, you know, I urge you guys to, we've talked about it, keep track of those symptoms. Even if something seems small, seriously, going from 29 days to 32 days does not seem like a big deal, but over time, it's up and down, up and down. I mean, that's like it started the trend. Like when my periods were funny in March, I knew something was going on and went to the doctor. The doctor did not seem concerned about it. It's like, oh, you know, your periods change when you get older and da da da. And it's like, okay, so I'm not old to have my periods change. And so honestly, so at this point, honestly, I did not go back to my OBGYN because I'm switching OBGYNs first off. That's the first thing, I'm switching OBGYNs. Second off, I knew I needed an endometriosis specialist. I need someone who deals in endometriosis to help me with my problem and not just be like, I don't know. Because when I went, because I switched OBGYNs from who did my surgery. And when I went to, when I had an appointment with the new OBGYN, virtually, one of the first things she said to me was, "We're not operating on you again." Okay. Okay, so let's get this straight. So I have stage 4, probably, based on where all of the things were, stage 4 endometriosis, because you didn't bother to write down what stage it was. But it's on my bowel and all that. And when you research it, stage 4 normally is on the bowel. So we're going to go with the stage 4. Sorry, stage 4 endometriosis. And you didn't take it off my bowel. So your colleague, honestly, did not do her job because she did not consult a bowel specialist to get that taken care of. So your colleague basically failed on that. And you want to tell me straight out the gate, first time you virtually meet me, that we're not going to operate on you again and I have stage 4 endometriosis. No, you know what? That's a negative for me. Because you are the doctor and you can't tell me that you're not going to do another procedure on me because we don't know what I might need or what's warranted in the future. So you can't make that blanket statement to me. You can't just tell me we're not going to do another surgery on you. Yeah, because you talked to your colleague or she wrote notes in the chart talking about I don't want to take medicine and all of this. So your whole thing is that you are going to try to force medicine on me or you don't want to help me because your colleague didn't, which is exactly why I'm switching OBGYN and going to see a specialist. So honestly, I'm probably going to go see a specialist, but my specialist is going to be a little ways away. So I'm probably going to try to get an OBGYN as well or see what they think for when I need someone close by, because it's going to be hard to try to, you know, get 4 to 5 hours in a day or something like that. You know, like if they don't have appointments right away. So that is my plan. And that's honestly about advocating for yourself. The doctor, you know, you can sit there all day and be like, you can't. But honestly, I have endometriosis. So you can't really tell me what you can and what you will and won't do based on my situation. If I need surgery for it, I need surgery for it. You can't tell me you're not going to do it. That'd be like telling the cancer patient on some level, we're not going to give you radiation again if your cancer comes back, or we're not going to give you chemo or something like that. If you have something, you can't tell someone we're not going to do it. You could say, you know what, I don't think you need, you know, at this point, I don't think you need surgery again right now, but we'll revisit it later. But that's not what she says. She's like, we're not going to do surgery on you again, which is a blanket statement. So, you know, advocate. That is what I speak on. Advocate for yourself. There are a lot of doctors out here. Don't be bullied and don't feel bad for trying to choose one that's best for you. Do what's best for you. It's just ridiculous to think that you can tell someone that you aren't going to operate on them again in this and that. Now, mind you, she hadn't met me in person, okay? And this is at the beginning of our virtual call. So we have not even talked about anything, and this is what you want to tell me. So you know what? Just find a doctor that works with you. Honestly, the doctor, you know, I don't know. I feel like after the surgery, my doctor basically Honestly, I'll tell you this much, and then I'll talk about, go on to something else. But honestly, after I did the surgery, what pissed my doctor off first off was I talked about 1.5 fibroids removed, which I've had for years. Did not want to remove my fibroids, so she was pissed off about that on the surgery day. Second off, I did not want to have an IUD, so she was pissed off about that. And lastly, she was mad because I asked about wanting to do natural medicine. I wanted to cure, or try, I guess not necessarily cure, but I wanted to try to do endometriosis naturally and take, you know, try natural herbs, natural teas, all of this stuff. So those are the things that really pissed her off. Now, maybe that's, so, you know, honestly, maybe that's why she did not call the bowel specialist, because she was pissed off that I didn't want the IUD. I told her that again, during, you know, right before surgery, so I didn't want the IUD. Fibroids, asked about the fibroids, and honestly, we knew natural medicine. Prior to surgery, she told me she was okay, and she would find natural medicine remedies that we could try. At my appointment a month later, she changed her tune, laughed, and said, you can try to change your diet and take all of that, but the only thing that's going to work is medication. So honestly, you have to look at and do what's best for you. So honestly, the doctor was all about an IUD, birth control, medication, I don't understand this. Why are we having surgery to get endometriosis? Why are we having surgery to get rid of endometriosis, then putting me on an IUD, which is going to mask the symptoms again? So when the IUD comes out in 5 years, or sooner if you want to have a child, then I'm going to have real bad endometriosis again, and then have to have surgery, but not know that it's bad, because I have an IUD. And then why do you bash natural medicine? So you're that money hungry that we want to just push pills on people? That's not the way it goes here. So that's honestly probably why she did not do what she was supposed to in my case. She also made a mistake in my medical chart, honestly. So incompetency all around, honestly. Honestly, speaking about this, I probably really need to look and see what I need to do in terms of her dropping the ball and not, taking my case on further to who it needed to be to get my bowel endometriosis taken care of, because that has, caused me more pain for the last year when something could have been taken care of. So I've been suffering for the last year because of that. So, please advocate for yourself. If your doctor's not working out for you, please get someone else. It's just ridiculous. It's just, you know what, just do what's best for you. If you need to switch doctors, please switch doctors. Please don't feel bad about it. I didn't. I know exactly what other OBGYN I'm going to. I've researched her, gotten, she was actually recommended to me by another doctor. It's just, do what's best for you. I don't feel bad about switching doctors. Never have. If you're not serving me, helping me, doing what I want to do, then you're not going to be on my team. So, let's talk about a Small Business Saturday. So excited. So Small Business Saturday. Yay. So exciting. So small businesses definitely need your help at this point. It has been a rough year with everything going on. A lot of small businesses, myself included, have had our shows and events canceled, which is the way a lot of us get ourselves, especially in the holiday season. It's just been such a struggle to even, you know, do shows, get the word out about your business. Online social media is great, but everyone's online and doing social media. so it can get saturated and all of that. So, what small business do I have exactly? Well, we're going to talk about that and some of the other things. So, I'm going to talk a little bit about different things that I do. So, first off, I am a jewelry designer and I love it. Being a jewelry designer is awesome. I make handcrafted, one-of-a-kind beaded jewelry, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings, all of that. And I have been making jewelry, oh wow, forever, been making jewelry, ironically, for 15 years, which is, surprisingly, 15 years is the magic number thing. 15 years is basically the number of years ago that I first heard a doctor mention endometriosis and I might have it. So that's kind of coincidental. So I've been making jewelry for 15 years. I ended up loving it so much. It was honestly just started as a hobby and ended up turning it into a business. And so I've been in business with my jewelry for 14 years. And I've done all types of shows and events. Normally I do them, I've done all of them. Except for, you know, this year I've done all of them in person. I have done all types of shows, events. I have done anything from school to church shows to big convention, you know, shows at big convention halls. Done shows in my city. Done shows in bigger cities. I did, you know, I did a show in Atlanta. I've done shows in, you know, small towns. I've done shows all in the area. So I've done shows both in my metro area as well as outside of my state. I've done shows in a couple different states, but besides my city, Atlanta is like the biggest city that I have done a show in. And it's just that I've done just all types of things, indoor, outdoor, most recently this year, virtual shows. It's been a very amazing ride of doing different things. I've sold in stores. I've sold like in big stores. It used to be Country Sampler, which was a store a lot like it was years ago. So I sold Country Sampler. I've sold in little stores, like small business. I sold in a store that was owned by a group of women. I have sold in a, you know, just like a one woman store. So I've sold in multiple locations before. I have most recently started selling online, and it's just, I love it. All, you know, everything, the reason, honestly, all my bracelets are one of a kind and unique is because we as women are all individually and unique, and I love that about it. And also, I feel like I don't want to look like everybody else. I love fashion. Fashion is so much fun to me. I love shopping and all that. And jewelry, I feel like I don't want to go to the store and look, you know, buy a bracelet, buy a necklace, buy earrings, and wear it, and, you know, everybody else is wearing it. I go to work and 2-3 people are wearing it, and that's not, you know, that's not what I want to do. So, I started it because, you know, like, I've always wanted to try it because I had a lot of free time after graduating from college, so that, you know, was the hobby that I wanted to try. And it's turned into so much more. My favorite part is I love seeing someone find the bracelet or piece of jewelry that they love and try it on, and they're like, oh, I have to have it, and, you know, wearing it. Oh, some, you know, a lot of times they don't even want a bag because they're like, no, no, I'm going to wear it. Or, you know, also when someone's trying to find the perfect piece for a friend, for a birthday, or a holiday or something. So I just love will come and look at my jewelry. It is so sad now that we are doing everything virtually, because I miss that interaction and seeing people look at the jewelry personally and touch it and try it on and all of that, which I think is part of the process, which is why I love doing shows. That's what has had me keep doing shows for all these years. I've done shows in the heat and in the cold and everything in between, but it's amazing. Definitely love it. I am definitely, well, in honor of, there's a whole bunch of things going on. So, in honor of Small Business Saturday, also in terms of, I did celebrate, but I didn't. I'm here, I celebrated, but I didn't really celebrate. And celebrating all the things in 2020, I've had some anniversaries, like things in 2020, so I want to celebrate some of those. 1 year this podcast, yay, so excited about it. I've been a speaker, I think we talked about that a little bit. Been a speaker for the last year. Speak about advocating for yourself and endometriosis. So I had my 1 year, I started speaking a year ago, so that was in October. Then recently became an author, so my book is coming out in January. We've got to talk more about that. We didn't. Amazing. If I have time this episode, we can talk a little bit about the book. So just celebrating all of those amazing things. Honestly, I have. I'm part of a book collaboration, honestly. So I will have two books coming out in 2021. Honestly, first one comes out in January. But I just love jewelry and all that, so celebrating becoming an author, celebrating 1 year being a speaker, celebrating 1 year of my podcast, celebrating Small Business Saturday, and also, ironically, I have a birthday in a month, so celebrating all of those things that have happened, and, you know, I want to, you know, I'm gonna offer a sale. On my website, I'm offering 20% off your total purchase, and I'm going to do that from, you know what, I'm feeling generous, so I'm going to offer, you know, I'm going to offer 20% off your total purchase. I'll do it from Small Business Saturday, you know, all the way through Cyber Monday. I'll put my website in under the, where it says website, I'll put that in there, and it is standoutstylejewelry.square.site. Again, standoutstylejewelry.square.site. And you know what? 20% off your total purchase. Code word celebrate, because we have so many things to celebrate. So please check it out. Let me know what you think about it. And, you know, hopefully you'll see something that speaks to you. It is so, so fulfilling to do the jewelry. Just, you know, a little disappointed we didn't get to say we. I feel like the company, but I meant we. But, so disappointed that, didn't get to go out and do shows this year, but looking forward to doing shows in 2021 in person with my jewelry and more fantastic things to come. So that is the more about me and my business as being a jewelry designer. I'll talk briefly a little bit about being an author as well. So had a great opportunity be an author that came out, which is just amazing. 2020 goal, honestly, was to write a book. So that is still on the table. I'm still going to write my own book. But getting to write my own chapter, honestly, is amazing. And to have two books come out in 2021 is amazing. So that, you know, even though it's not my book, because I wrote, you know, a chapter in both of them, in both of the books, even though it's not a whole book of my own, then it is, it still is my book. I feel like, you know, I'm a co-author. So I feel like I still met that goal. But it's just so amazing to have people read about my story, my journey with endometriosis, and just learn more about it. I feel like it's something, endometriosis is not going away. I'm trying to do my part and let more people hear about it. That's what the book in January coming out is, sharing my journey about that. The book that's coming out later on, I'm going to talk about endometriosis, but not in the same way. And, you know, for my book, honestly, it is amazing. I love, you know, I honestly, one of the things I love so much about it is I love, 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 love the title. Mostly the title is Women Inspiring Nations, Volume 3, I'm Still Standing, which is, I love it. And it's an inspiring book with all these co-authors sharing stories of how they overcame various situations and are still standing, okay? We're doing pre-sales. The books are going to be shipped by January 31st. I know, you know, we've talked about my story and stuff here, but seeing it in print and just some of the things that I share is just amazing. Would love your support in terms of, you know, purchasing the book. You know someone who has endometriosis. If you have endometriosis, my story as well as the other women are just so inspiring. If you'd like to support me in that way, I would appreciate that as well. And my site for that is author-letitia, L-E-T-Y-S-H-A .square.site. And like I said, we're doing pre-orders for the book. And that is just what we are doing for that. And the order, the books are going to ship, you know, by January 31st. And just really excited about the book and all that's going to come from it. And just so many things that are coming from that. Speaking, empowerment speaker, speak to women, do women's events, again, speak about the importance of advocating for yourself, which is so, so important. I stress that here. Honestly, I was, it's funny, honestly, I was, had a sale, did a custom order for a customer and was dropping it off, last week, and ended up chatting, and the lady was talking about some things. It wasn't even endometriosis related, but I ended up, you know, chatting up to her, talking about, you know, you gotta advocate for yourself, and you know, go see another doctor if this doctor's not helping you. So honestly, I am always, always advocating for your health. Advocate for your health, your health, your health. Also, you know, I talked about endometriosis as well as having, you know, some flare-ups in. So, like, I'm always talking endometriosis and advocate for yourself. That's one thing, you know, you should always know about me. I really wanted to have some, I'm so disappointed. One of the things that is disappointing is a Small Business Saturday, and I don't get to offer what I truly wanted to offer. For Small Business Saturday, I truly wanted to offer, along with my book, I truly wanted to offer some endometriosis shirts. But unfortunately, the vendor I chose for my endometriosis shirts ruined them. Like, horribly. So I am a little bummed out on this Saturday, Small Business Saturday, that I don't have endometriosis shirts to bundle with my book. Because that is really, really, really what I wanted to do. So, you have learned more about me and my business. I hope that you will check them all out. And until next week, or not next week, our next episode, which will be Saturday, December 12th at 12:45 Central Standard Time. See you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye. Have a great day.